Laborers Together with God, March 23, 1902. Laborers Together with God. The workers in our sanitariums need an awakening. Many have but the faintest comprehension of what they should do and of what our sanitarium should be. They have little grasp of the reality of sanitarium work. They do not realize what there is to be done. They forget that they have more to do than to enlist the minds of men in some dreamlike project. They fail to remember that sanitariums are built for something more than to entertain guests, as in a hotel. Many forget that those connected with our sanitariums are engaged in a holy warfare, and that they are to present the truth before minds in all its solemnity, yet with such Christ-like simplicity and tenderness that souls will be drawn to Him. There is work for all to do. United with the great master worker, we are to seek and save the lost. We are laborers together with God. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 9. This union means power and grace. Christ says, "Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." Matthew 28, verse 20. His grace in the heart will make men wise in winning souls. There is to be no controversy among Christ's workers. When men produce their objections, take the affirmative and move forward in the right way. When we submit to God's way, the Lord Jesus guides our minds and fills our lips with assurance. We may be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. If we receive Christ into the heart, we shall be clothed with power. An indwelling Savior makes His power our property. The truth becomes our stock in trade. We have words to speak to those who know not the truth. Christ's presence in the heart is a vitalizing element, strengthening the entire being. We are to eat the flesh and drink the blood of the Son of God. Thus we obtain eternal life. As the blood circulates through the physical system, so Christ's life is to circulate through the spiritual system. The faithful watchman keeps his eyes fixed on Christ. He prays and works, watching for souls as he that must give an account. The souls are worth saving that God brings into contact with truth and righteousness. True Christians take a deep interest in suffering humanity. Those who combine efforts for the healing of the soul and the healing of the body are laboring together with God. Every worker should be understandingly efficient, rooted and grounded in the faith once delivered to the saints. Then, in a high, broad sense, he can present the truth as it is in Jesus. As workers together with God, we are to give the sign of our order, showing plainly that we are on the Lord's side. Our sanitariums have been specified by the Lord as a means whereby the sick and suffering are to be led to realize that they need a work done for the soul as well as for the body. Those who come to our sanitariums for treatment are to be given the advantage of every means for restoring physical health. And they should also be shown what it means to be blessed with the light and life of Christ, what it means to be bound up with Him. They are to be shown that the grace of God in the soul uplifts the whole being. Those connected with our sanitariums are to be rooted and grounded in the truth. Let them draw with Christ. Thus only can they do the great work God has given them to do. There is only one who has the power to take away the sin of the world. That one is Christ, the sin-bearer. By His grace, He can so uplift men that they are enabled to cooperate with Him. The sin-pardoning Savior wills man's salvation. Men will be saved if they will to put their will on the side of Christ's will. Christ wills to make men steadfast and obedient, and to keep them so. John declares, "As many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name." John 1, verse 12. The Word was made flesh, and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. Verses 14, 9. He that hath received His testimony hath set to his seal that God is true. He whom God hath sent speaketh the words of God, for God giveth not the Spirit by measure unto him. John 3, verse 33, 34. Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. John 1, verse 29. who is preparing to take hold understandingly of medical missionary work. By Christ-like evangelistic work, the image of Christ is to be impressed on the minds of those who come to our sanitariums for treatment. Men and women are to be taught to unite their weakness with God's strength. This is the work that is to be carried forward in our sanitariums. The knowledge of how men are to be educated for the future life is true science. Faith in Christ is the most powerful of all agencies in making men wise unto salvation and in preparing them to receive the truth. True knowledge comes through spiritual understanding. The mind expands and strengthens. We are to be self-reliant in regard to our duty. By leaning on human help, we become religious dwarfs. Man must store his mind with truth. In the strength that God gives, he is to comprehend and hold the truth, that he may impart to others the grace he has received, teaching them to look and live. If we have a treasure house full of rich experience, because the truth is implanted in the heart, and, as a holy thing, is tended and fed by the grace of God, we are rooted and grounded in the faith. We have a faith that works by love and purifies the soul. We are constantly receiving blessings, for the windows of the soul are closed earthward against the malarious atmosphere of the world, and are opened heavenward to receive the bright beams of the sun of righteousness. I have been instructed to say to our people, "You are laborers together with God." Leave the cities and locate our sanitariums where there will be less to charm the senses and lead away from God, less to pervert the appetite and divert the mind from heavenly things. The less there is seen of the ensnaring amusements and attractions of the world, the better it is for the spiritual life. We are to labor to restore to physical and spiritual health those who come to our sanitariums. Let us, therefore, make every preparation to draw them for a season apart from the world. Let everything be done that can be done to win them to Christ. Patiently, sympathetically, lead them to see their need of the truth and of the love of Christ. Tell them that he gives power to the faint, and that to those who have no might he increases strength. Out of doors, surrounded by the beautiful things God has made, breathing the health-giving atmosphere, the sick can best be told of the new life in Christ. And in no better way can they learn of this life than by seeing it revealed in the lives of his followers. Here the Word of God can be taught. Here the sunshine of Christ's righteousness can shine into hearts darkened by sin. We need to appreciate the words, "I sat down under his shadow with great delight." Song of Solomon 2, verse 3. These words do not bring to our minds the picture of hasty transit, but of quiet sitting down, a position of calm rest. There are so many who are depressed. As believers in Christ, we need to cultivate in ourselves and encourage others to cultivate calmness and quietness in Christ. What is his invitation? "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." Matthew 11, verse 28-30. The precious experience of finding rest will be ours if we comply with the conditions laid down. Let us, if possible, turn from the dusty, heated thoroughfares of life to rest in the shadow of Christ's love. Here we gain strength for toil and conflict. Here we learn how to lessen our care and worry. Let the weary and heavy laden learn from Christ the lesson of quiet trust. We must learn to sit under his shadow if we would be possessors of his peace and enjoy his rich blessings. Comfort the soul with his promises. Bring into the life the hope and cheer of these promises. Christ's promise is sure: "Come unto me, and I will give you rest." Verse 28. Many professing Christians are so full of busy activity that they cannot find any time for resting quietly in the promises of God. They act as if they could not afford to have peace and quietness and rest. Let your soul take hold of eternal realities. On the wings of faith mount higher and still higher, reaching after the divine. By obedience you can conquer.
Christ came to this world to redeem those who believe in him from its evil influences. Those connected with our sanitariums must realize what their appointed work is, and they must take hold of it as true medical missionaries. Our sanitariums are established as instrumentalities for the promulgation of truth. Those who act a part in them are to be true, faithful Christians. They are in no wise to hide the fact that they are Seventh-day Adventists. Neither are they to force their belief upon anyone. They are to treat all with kindness and courtesy. And ever, in word and deed, they are to keep the Savior uplifted as the only hope of eternal life. Those who show true modesty and Christian courtesy will win their way. The workers in our sanitariums will be exposed to temptation. They are obliged to come in contact with unbelievers, and those who are not sound in the faith will be harmed by the contact. Those who are abiding in Christ will meet unbelievers as He met them, refusing to be drawn from their allegiance, but always ready to speak a word in season, always ready to sow the seeds of truth. They will watch unto prayer, firmly maintaining their integrity and daily showing the consistency of their religion. The influence of such workers is a blessing to many. By a well-ordered life and a godly conversation, they draw souls to Christ. A true Christian constantly acknowledges Christ. He is always cheerful and is always ready to speak words of hope and comfort to the suffering. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on Thee, because he trusteth in Thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. Isaiah 26, verse 3, 4. I have penned these lines hastily, believing that the time has come to express myself decidedly. I leave them with you and with those connected with you.